This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into the news this week. Now let's check out some TV trailers. From HBO Max, finally, comes The Friends Reunion, starring Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. The first episode from the reunion will debut Thursday, May 27th on HBO Max. From the trailer, it's going to be very emotional. We had these friends back in the 90s, and all of a sudden, they're back on HBO Max. Check out The Friends Reunion trailer. In more TV trailers this week comes the third Loki sneak peek. Titled Miss Minutes, the trailer lets us in to see that Loki's been trusted with weapons. Nothing can go wrong, right? Check out the Loki trailer in the third sneak peek. Loki will come out June 11th on Disney+. Super exciting TV news. The last TV trailer we're going to look at this week comes from Marvel, and it's on Hulu, and it's MODOK. Everybody loves him. I love him. The only thing harder than running the world is running a family, in the newest trailer of Marvel's MODOK. Check it out. The series will premiere on May 21st on Hulu. Let's head on over to some TV show news. In TV news, Kathleen Turner joins the White House Plumbers, HBO's Watergate Limited series. Kathleen Turner has been tapped for a lead role opposite Woody Harrelson, Justin Theroux, and Domhnall Gleeson in The White House Plumbers, HBO's five-part limited series that revisits one of the biggest scandals in American history, Watergate. The project hails from Veep executive producers and will be co-produced by HBO and WIP. The White House Plumbers is based on public records in the book Integrity. It's a true story of how Nixon's own political saboteurs and Watergate masterminds accidentally toppled the presidency they zealously were trying to protect. Turner will play Dita Beard, a crusty foul-mouthed lobbyist for ITT Corporation, involved in some of the dirtiest deals in the Nixon administration. Harrelson and Theroux executive produce the project, and there's no current release date yet for the White House Plumbers, but very exciting TV casting news. Following along in TV news this week comes Tyler Perry's Bruh. It unveiled season 2 premiere date and added 4 recurring roles. BET Plus is gearing up for the second season of Tyler Perry's Bruh. The 19-episode dramedy returns for season 2 on Thursday, May 27th, with 3 episodes to launch, then moving to a weekly release every Thursday thereafter. Sean Vaughn, Kay Tan, Liz LaFontaine and Ebony Mayo has been added as recurring cast, joining stars Barry Brewer and many others. The streamer also released the official trailer for season 2. Check out the season 2 trailer for Tyler Perry's Bruh. In some more TV news, Ridley Scott's HBO Max sci-fi drama Raised by Wolves has added 6 new characters for season 2. Peter Christopherson, Selena Jones, Morgan Santo, James Harkness, Kim Egelbrecht, Jennifer Siang has joined the season 2 cast of HBO Max's Raised by Wolves, Ridley Scott's sci-fi drama. Created by Prisoners creator Aaron Guzenkowski, Raised by Wolves centers on 2 androids tasked with raising human children on a mysterious virgin planet. In season 2, android partners mother and father, along with their brood of 6 human children, join a newly formed colony in Crypt 22's B mysterious tropical zone. But navigating this strange new society is only the start of their troubles, as mother's natural child threatens to drive what little remains of the human race to extinction. Christopherson will play Cleaver, a devoted atheist soldier, veteran of the war on Earth, whose only friend is the supercomputer he's been sworn to protect. Jones will play Grandmother, a godlike android built thousands of years ago by members of a lost civilization that exited on Kepler's 22b. Santo will play Vril, a fully humanoid android custom built to look and behave just like the real Vril Pell did the year she committed suicide. She's a rebellious, impulsive, dark, and has an affection for rabbits and other small animals, which she likes to protect as pets and hold when she's overtaxed. Though fairly stable, certain triggers cause Viril to enter a state of confusion, obsession, and mania. Harkness will play Tamerlan, an atheist army grunt soldier with a defiant personality. Egilbrent will play Decima, highly educated and a prominent scientist weapons developer on Earth who did a lot of immortal things in order to achieve success and domination in her field. She's a notoriously ruthless but still carries guilt, though she has erased much of her guilty feelings with futuristic therapies that she personally helped develop. Cyang will play Nerva, a tough atheist woman who runs an underground network of goods and services. Raised by Wolves is produced by Ridley Scott's Free Production, with Scott Kuzinskowski, David W. Zucker, Jordan Sheeman, Adam Kohlbrenner, and Mark Huffin serving as executive producers. Now let's head over to some film trailers. Pretty soon, we're gonna finally get a glimpse at Black Widow from Marvel and Disney. And the newest trailer shows us Black Widow actually meets up with her long-lost sister. So check out the latest trailer from Black Widow. It's coming out soon. Another movie that's coming out soon is Fast 9, and if you checked out the latest preview, you would see that they end up in a spaceship or some crazy aircraft. So a very exciting Fast and Furious 9 coming out in a matter of weeks. A great horror movie coming out is The Conjuring: The Devil Made Me Do It. The previews are insane because it juxtaposes technology with old school cinema in a way that I've never really seen before. I'm very excited for The Conjuring: The Devil Made Me Do It. Let's head on over to some movie news. In film news this week, Steven Soderbergh's No Sudden Move gets a Tribeca Film Festival centerpiece slot. Plus, we got a first look at the teaser and some photos from the film. The Tribeca Festival said Thursday that Steven Soderbergh's upcoming crime drama No Sudden Move will have its world premiere, the Centerpiece Gala, at this year's festival. It's set to run June 9th to the 20th as it celebrates its 20th anniversary of the Tribeca Film Festival. The outdoor premiere will take place June 18th at the Battery in New York City, with the festival saying members of the cast will make an appearance at the live event. Set in 1954 Detroit, No Sudden Move stars Don Cheadle, Benicio del Toro, David Harbour, Ray Liotta, John Hamm, Brendan Fraser, among many, many others. The plot centers around a group of small-time criminals who are hired to steal what they think is a simple document. When their plan goes horribly wrong, their search for who hired them and for what their ultimate purpose weaves them through all echelons of the race-torn, rapidly changing city. Ed Solomon wrote the script. The film will debut July 1st on HBO Max. In more film news, Kate Hudson joins Daniel Craig in Knives Out 2. Kate Hudson has joined the growing ensemble of Knives Out 2, which Netflix recently landed the rights to. Daniel Craig returns to star with Catherine Hahn, Dave Bautista, Leslie Odom Jr., Edward Norton, also recently joined the cast. Deadline first reported in March that Netflix was closing a deal north of $400 million for the next two installments. Ron Johnson is back to write and direct the picture and will produce with his partner Ram Bergman. Daniel Craig will reprise the role of the super sleuth, Benoit Blanc. Plot details are unknown, other than Craig returning to solve another mystery revolving around the large cast of suspects. It's unknown who Hudson will be playing in the picture, but exciting casting news for Knives Out 2. It's set to start filming this summer in Greece. In more movie news, there's a new union in town. The Producers Union. It's the first all-new Hollywood labor union to be formed in decades. More than 100 indie feature filmmakers have unanimously ratified its constitution, and more than 300 have signed letters of intent to join. After decades of working without basic protections, low and inconsistent wages, no employer healthcare contributions, and an industry in insistence that they should work for free to demonstrate their commitment, film producers are taking a stand, the organization said in a statement. Many of its leaders are members of the Producers Guild of America, but the PGA is a trade association, not a union that collectively bargains for its members. The PGA, they say, is supporting their efforts to gain recognition from employers and sign their first contracts. The new union is currently only open to producers of feature films, but plans to expand their membership to also include producers of documentaries and TV shows in the future. All right, time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, we're going to check out Spiral from the Book of Saw. The original title was from the Book of Saw, but it's just called Spiral. It just came out in theaters. It's directed by Darren Lynn Bosman. It's written by Josh Stahlberg and Peter Goldfinger. It stars Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson, Max Minghella, Marisol Nichols, and many others. Kind of jumps, I mean, we know from the title that it's about, it follows along in the Saw franchise. But what is Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock doing in this movie, right? I'm not sure why the reviews are so bad, because I'm happy to report that it's a fun ride. You know, I'm a big Saw fan, especially the first and second ones. The first Saw was a really big movie, and I've watched all of them. Maybe not the last one. But when I saw the trailer for this, I was very excited. Especially, I saw it in IMAX, and that adds to why I think the movie was good. Chris Rock plays a detective. The story of Chris Rock's character is actually very well done. And Samuel L. Jackson plays his dad. He's also a cop. Samuel L. Jackson is a retired police sergeant. His son, Chris Rock, is now a lieutenant. Detective, or whatever the title is. He's a detective. The movie gives us backstory on Chris Rock, who plays Detective Zeke Banks. We get a backstory about how Detective Banks turned in bad cops and he was treated bad for it. So I think right there, I think that the Josh Stahlberg and Pete Goldfinger did a great job incorporating the times that we're in and kind of piggybacked on top of the Saw franchise. And I think it is well done. The horror in it is brutal. Like the what you go to see when you go see this movie is brutal. You know, sometimes I have to look away from the screen because I just simply can't watch it. But that's why it's well done. They do a good job fleshing out the story about why Detective Banks is doing what he's doing, how he got to where he is, why his dad is revered, and how, you know, he came to be, you know, kind of like a vigilante retired cop in his dad's eye. I mean, in Detective Banks' eyes. Eventually, Detective Banks gets a new partner played by Max Minghella, and his name is Detective Shank. The movie has a lot of twists and turns, and it's actually, I think it's very well done. Detective Banks is on a really intense investigation because a mysterious killer who echoes Jigsaw is killing these cops one by one, you know, and you'll get to see why the cops are killed, who they are, what they've done. And it's actually a very relevant movie. I hope that more people go to see it, because I think it's a great attraction movie for us to get out of our houses and go into the movie theater and just get reacquainted with Saw, you know, because that's really what this movie did for me, was reacquaint me with the elements of the Saw world. Samuel L. Jackson does a great job no matter what he's in. The plot synopsis is: a criminal mastermind unleashes a twisted form of justice in Spiral, a terrifying new chapter from the Book of Saw. So they don't really give you that much in the synopsis, but as the movie burns, it's a very satisfying movie. There's a big twist at the end, which I think is echoing like the Saw franchise, because I'm pretty sure there was a lot of twists and turns in Saw 1, 2, 3, etc. And you may be saying that Chris Rock, what is he doing in a serious horror movie? And in some aspects, I would agree with you, because he does tend to overdo certain things, but to be honest, I think it's really well done. I like how Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock are in this. The way that their relation to one another, how they acted off of one another, was very good. The movie ends with it's a very open-ended ending, so I'm sure that we'll get another chapter, which I'm satisfied about. You know, I'm not, it wasn't a great movie. It wasn't unbelievable. It wasn't as good as the first or second Saw, but it was good. You know, it was good for what it was. Darren did a great job. Josh Stahlberg and Pete Goldfinger, I thought, really incorporated our current social elements and weaved it into the legacy of Saw in a great way. I think that the next chapters should look to be a little meatier, right? A little more suspenseful. Better writing, right? If Josh and Pete write the second one, they have to... What's so great about the first Saw is the story, is the writing. And they have to get back to that, because this felt a little empty at times. And that's not what good horror movies do. You know, good horror movies, you don't leave the screen for a second. There were dull moments in the movie, but I think it's well worth your time. I think Samuel L. Jackson did better than Chris Rock, but Chris Rock did great. You know, Chris Rock, I liked seeing him in this capacity. It was good. It was, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Hopefully he's in the other one. Max Minghella did a great job. Marisol Nichols did a great job. Everybody did a great job. It was really well done. It just that sometimes, I'm not sure if it's the director or the writer or the cinematographer, but just some certain choices weren't good. Other choices could have been made to make it better. Overall, Spiral from the Book of Saw was pretty good. I recommend seeing it. I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10, maybe a 6.5 out of 10. If a horror movie makes me look away from the screen, then it's doing its job, right? And maybe you have a bigger palate for that stuff than me, but I had a great time. It's very short. The movie is very short. It's not more than an hour, and it's an hour and 33 minutes. Have fun seeing it. Get back out in the theater. See it in IMAX if you can. I have the AMC A-list, so I get to see, I see everything that's out, and I recommend everybody to get that A-list from AMC because it's smarter. You know, I paid more money than this when I was a kid going to the movie theater. So, and you get to see 3 IMAX movies a week if there are playing, so it's actually a really great deal. I recommend everybody to get the AMC A-list, and let's get back out to the movies and have fun. Have fun seeing Spiral. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons at Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.